This podcast is a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to find out more.
Welcome to the podcast titled 20th Century Boy. My name is Rupert O'Murdoch, and this is the inside of my mind. That is not my name. Welcome to the podcast. Every week on the podcast, I ask listeners of the show to submit alternative names that generally follow an RM, Radio Mike formula, or a something-o-something. For example, today it's raining outside. Rainio Mike. That would have been a great one, but now I can't use it because I've wasted it here. I might do it the next time it's raining. But of course, my name is Radio Mike. This is my podcast, 20th Century Boy, a podcast about me, Radio Mike, the guy you're currently listening to. Talking about the rough and tumble of living life, living large. And what is the thing I normally say? You guys know it if you're a normal listener. Trying to make his way through the rough and tumble of life, which is sometimes easier than others. Currently challenging. Here we are, lockdown. Things getting worse by the day, and I will say I'm booked in for the jab on Thursday. I will be getting my first jab, which is exciting. Good job, me. I'm getting excited for that. Not going to talk too much about COVID today, though, because I'm at a point now where all I want to engage with is the news to hear about COVID. And it's just depressing. And I don't want to do anything else. And I'm just super depressed. No, I'm actually okay, guys. Don't worry. I'm pretty safe and comfortable. But yeah, booked in for my jab. Fuck waiting for Pfizer. I'm 100% sure the government... Because basically, I booked my AZ jab, my AstraZeneca jab. And then the government said, from August 30th, the Pfizer vaccine is... I just said I wasn't going to talk about COVID, but here we are. From August 30, the Pfizer vaccine is available to under 30-year-olds or whatever. And, like, lots of people are cancelling their AZ now. But I'm just so, so sure that the government is going to not roll out the Pfizer the way they've promised, because they've managed to screw up pretty much everything else in terms of vaccine rollout. So, yeah, I'm going to get jabbed. Looking forward to it as well. Should be good. I wanted to remind everybody that you can win this podcast. It's difficult at the moment, but we are the only winnable podcast in the world. It is still running every week, the competition to win the podcast. If you are walking around listening to this, whatever you're doing, do a 360 on the spot right now. Look around, look everywhere in your vicinity. If you happen to see me right now on the spot, right now at this moment of the pod, you've won the podcast. Come on up to me, announce that you've won. And the podcast ends forever, which is a sad reality of winning the podcast. But there is a secret prize. No one has won the podcast so far. A lot of chance occurrences need to happen for you to win the podcast. Shout out, though, to Radio Andrea. Welcome to the radio family. She says, loving the podcast, Mike. Looking forward to winning it one day. She's very convinced that she will win it. Congratulations, Andrea. Also wanted to do a quick shout out to Radio Christina with a K, and Radio Gannonbort, the podcast's official couple. They are together, have been for a while now, and I take credit for that. I believe it was because of this podcast that they bonded, whatever. They sent me a few photos on the weekend, both of them based in Queensland here in Australia, which I assume must not be in lockdown. I did think Queensland was in lockdown, but apparently they're not. They sent me some photos, right? They're at Movie World, Warner Brothers Movie World, going up, lining up for the Scooby-Doo Spooky Coaster. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you know that several months ago, Radio Mel, welcome to the radio family, wrote in about how she went on the Scooby-Doo Spooky Coaster up in Warner Brothers Movie World, and she was... her parents told her it was a children's ride, but it is actually a pretty scary roller coaster. So it's kind of become a meme on the show that the Scooby-Doo Spooky Coaster is a thing for this show. So great to get photos of people out and about in Movie World on the Gold Coast on the Scooby-Doo Spooky Coaster. Whereas obviously here in Melbourne and definitely Sydney, people are very, very much locked up and not really doing much at all. So yeah, thanks for that, guys. I want to bring something back that I tried to start a while ago at the top of the podcast, but just then just forgot about it and never did it again. Podcast trivia question of the week, right? Just at the start of each podcast, there's one trivia question, probably pop culture based, knowing me, and you can't Google it. It's an honesty system, guys. It is an honesty system. You can't Google it, or you're not supposed to Google it, right? And you have to answer this. You have to answer the trivia question like you do in all trivia. And essentially, what I've decided is you have to answer by calling the podcast hotline. If you are not familiar, let this song remind you of what the podcast hotline is.
If you've got a contribution to the podcast, there's only one number you see. Go 1-800-438-353.
I did some dance moves for the video version, so you might want to go and check that out. It's 1-800-438-353, aka 1-800-GETFKD, or 1-800-GET-FUCKED. Yes, if you're new to the podcast, which I understand many listeners are, I do own the phone number 1-800-GET-FUCKED. It is not a joke. I do own that phone number. I purchased it many years ago, 2 or 3 years ago now, when it was crowdfunded by the listeners of this podcast. We crowdfunded about, I think it was $350 for us to purchase a custom 1-800 number. And when I asked people what it should be, the instant response was 1-800-GET-FUCKED. If you live in Australia, and I believe it does work internationally if you use the correct dial-out code for Australia, and type in 1-800-GET-FKD, 1-800-GET-FUCKED, 1-800-438-353, you get a pretty funny voicemail, you get a pretty funny voice message that plays out to you, and then you can leave a voicemail to this podcast that then comes into my email inbox and lets me play it on the show. So to get more voices on the show, you're always welcome to contribute via the podcast hotline. You can also contribute in text, which most people do, radio.mike on Instagram, radiomikepod@gmail.com, or the contact form. But for the trivia, I want people to ring up with their answers. First person to ring up, introduce yourself as well. Hey, it's Radio Tim here, and I think the capital of Melbourne, the capital of Victoria is Melbourne, right? That's how you should do it. And if you get it correct, the first person to get it correct, I will send out a sticker, right? So I'm actually going to lose money off this, but the first person to call the number, leave the correct answer, wins. You can't Google. You have to declare your honesty in your answer. You have to say in your answer, honestly, didn't Google it, knew it, right? Otherwise, there's no way of me really knowing. So trivia question of the week. This will be every week. Answer next week. Trivia question of the week, 1-800-438-353. Which British comedian and actor is the author of books such as Recovery and Revolution? First person to call in, right? So there is an advantage of listening to the podcast sooner, but you cannot Google it. If you Google and ring up and answer correctly because you've Googled and you didn't know, right, you're banned from the podcast for 6 weeks. But if you have an answer in mind, if you're like, oh, maybe it's, I don't know, whoever, maybe it's so-and-so, even if you're not sure, give it a crack. I like playing the wrong answers as well. Another shout-out, special shout-out in the intro of this week's podcast to Radio Jono. Welcome to the Radio family, Radio Jono. Sent an email in via the contact form at radiomike.com.au. Oh, and before I get onto that, patreon.com/radiomike, as always, bonus podcast every week or fortnight between me and Pat, the wonderful, wonderful producer of this show. As well as early access to something else, which I will talk about in just a second. Patreon.com, as little as $1 a month. 3 new patrons last week who I definitely need to thank live on the podcast right now. Those people are, and thank you massively to these people, Radio Nick, Radio James Dawson, and Radio Beth. Nick at the $1 tier, James Dawson at the $10 tier, and Beth at the $2 tip jar tier. Thank you very much for jumping on board. Would love some more people on board. We are nearly up to 30 patron, free sticker pack for the 30th patron. There you go, free sticker pack, a bunch of stickers shipped out to you if you're the 30th patron. As little as a dollar a month, guys. $12 a year if you want to do the year. PayPal.me/itsradiomike if you can't be bothered with Patreon, just do it over PayPal. Would really appreciate it. Helps keep the show running. Just coughed, sorry. Lots of talking. Jono. Hi, Radio Mike. New to the pod. Came here after following a link on the Hamish and Andy subreddit regarding the Donkey Kong Jr. scandal. Love it. Welcome. I somehow think this podcast was made for me. You seem to discuss at least one of my interests every week. Notably, The Killers, Ratchet and Clank, the goodbye song from Bear in the Big Blue House. Not sure if that counts as an interest, but thank you. Like that's a very specific interest. Like, oh, my hobbies include going for walks on the beach, playing tennis, and the goodbye song from Bear in the Big Blue House. He continues, and The Simpsons, season 2 to 9 only, he specifies. Then he says, having said that, I have some thoughts on the new Killers album, because I obviously talked about it last week. I will talk a bit more about all of your feedback on this. Firstly, I agree with you that the first two albums are undoubtedly the greatest. Personally, I prefer Sam's Town, but it's very close. Secondly, the new album is actually intended to sound nothing like their original music. It's been compared to Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska. I also think you need to revisit Dustland Fairy Tale on Day and Age. There is also a Christmas album. Hope you're doing okay in lockdown. I'm from Adelaide. Looking forward to making my way through the back catalogue until the next pod. Just out of interest, do you enjoy Wayne's World or Mike Myers in general? Great question. Yes, of course I love Mike Myers. Obviously, his best role is as Shrek, which is in the intro to this podcast, Onions Have Layers. I have not seen Wayne's World, but I understand it's a very good movie. It's been spoken about at length on the Hamish and Andy pod because of the similar named store, department store we have here in Australia. I do want to watch Wayne's World. I've heard really good things. I also love Mike Myers, obviously, in Austin Powers as Austin Powers, Dr. Evil. Fat bastard, but you're not fat anymore. Love that. And of course, The Cat in the Hat, one of Mike Myers. I don't know why, but me and my friends at school, we loved The Cat in the Hat live action movie. And I think it is a very funny movie that is very inappropriate for its target audience. Go and watch that movie again. But yeah, I will endeavor to watch Wayne's World. And talk about it on the podcast in the future. Thank you so much, Jono, for getting in touch. Guys, last week I finally put out Mic Check, my comedy series that I shot, filmed, and edited this episode at the start of 2020. Yay! It's been over a year since it was finished, and I put it out nearly 2 years later. Well done, Mike. What brought on this decision? Okay. Please go and check out Mic Check on the YouTube channel and my Instagram, radio.mike. The feedback's been really positive. I'm really grateful for everyone who've said that I should do more of them. I do have an idea of turning Mic Check into a more regular thing, but probably a little shorter form. The first episode's 5 minutes, the second and third episode 7 minutes. But I think originally I was going to do a five episode series. Then I wrote three, kind of just filmed the three, edited them, and they're all been ready to go for a year and a half now. And then I was just like, beating myself up and like, nah, I'm never putting it out. And I was teasing them on the podcast for ages. Basically, it's essentially inspired by Ryan Shelton's old Rove segments, investigationing and philosophizationing. It's a reporter style thing. The slogan is the media is changing. And the first three episodes are me talking about different media artifacts in the world and how they are changing over time. Yeah, like I said, it was supposed to be five episodes. I think it'll just be three as a proof of concept, and then I might do shorter form and more topical episodes, maybe fortnightly once lockdown's over, just to keep me creative, and I really enjoyed making them. Ryan actually messaged me and said he really liked it, which was the biggest compliment someone could get. So huge thanks to him for inspiring me. Jack Post, obviously, was a huge help. He kept convincing me to keep working on it because he thought it was really funny, and I really appreciated that. And also Hamish Blake obviously was a big part. I talked about in the finale of the 2020 episode of this podcast, I believe, about how I was talking to Hamish about this project a while ago and about how, I was just really anxious about putting it out and stuff. And he told me that man in the arena analogy. You can go back and listen to that episode to learn more. And then, of course, one of my great friends from university, Angus Strachan, Angus Moose, or Strack Chat on YouTube. He does some great YouTube vids. He is in it. He plays like the assistant and the cameraman. He also is the cameraman and editor. So he did a great job. And, I hope he was happy it finally saw the light of day. Please go and check out Mic Check on YouTube or on my Instagram. I would love your feedback. I'd love to know if you enjoyed it. Don't tell me if you hated it. A few people did. Don't tell me. If you hate it, keep it to yourself. I don't care if you hate it. If you hate my stuff, by the way, because a few people seem adamant to tell me how much my stuff isn't funny, just unfollow me. I don't understand why you follow me if you think my stuff is so bad. But whatever, do whatever you want. Mic Check, awesome. So happy I put it out. Next episode's out on Thursday, and the theme is television. I would love for you to check it out. There's a few really cool camera tricks in there that I think are actually really amazing. You might not have seen them anywhere before. I think they're pretty original. Angus came up with them all and executed them really well. So yeah, I'd really like for you to check that out on Thursday. I'll put it as a premiere on the YouTube channel. Definitely hit subscribe. And hopefully we can keep churning out content like that soon. I should add very quickly that I was absolutely delighted to receive a voice message this week from someone that, if you're a long-term listener of the show, you will know that he is the best friend of the show. He is always positively encouraging everyone in the radio family, the collective group of listeners of this show. So I wanted to play this from our good friend, Radio Nacho Cheese. This is not one of Radio Nacho Cheese's weekly or monthly updates or one of his little lectures. Long-term listeners of the show will know he does that regularly. Radio Nacho Cheese, obviously the anonymous best friend of the show, left this delightful message. Thank you so much, Nach. Means the world.
Mikey, so Nacho here, bro. I just want to let you know, just quickly, just watched our Mic Check on YouTube. Shit was literally a laugh a minute. I had a great time watching it. Just wanted to congratulate you on that. Thought it was great. Hope you're well, mate. Sucks that lockdown's extended, but just keep doing you, mate. That was a great video. Cheers, mate. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Nach. Means the world. And what I do want to know is, you said it was literally a laugh a minute. I think it goes for 5 minutes. So if it's literally a laugh a minute, you're saying that you laughed five times. I'm pretty sure. I think I was going for like 3 LPM laughs per minute. Like at least, I wanted at least 3 LPMs in Mic Check. And if I've only delivered 1 LPM, I'm really sorry. To me, that's me letting you down. But thank you anyway, Nach. Would love to hear more feedback, generally positive feedback, but whatever. Last week, I asked you guys to tell me movies that made you cry. I talked about, of course, the Simpsons movie, the moment where Marge leaves Homer, and my housemate cried at that moment. And funnily enough, an email came in from Radio Gomez. Welcome to the radio family, Gomez. I think this is your first contribution. Hey Romeo Mike, rather. I wanted to chime in on the movies that make you cry topic. I'm a male in my late 20s for reference. It would be easier for me to list you movie moments that didn't bring a tear to my eye. When I'm enjoying a movie, I find myself emotionally invested really often. So when a sad or wholesome moment happens, I react really strongly. Maybe it's an issue. Your impersonation of Marge had me tearing up just because I was recalling the moment in the Simpsons movie. So last week, when I did my impersonation of Marge breaking up with Homer, and to prove to myself that this is serious, I taped this over our wedding video. Goodbye, Homer. And then the Carpenters song close to you plays. Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Right? Does that? I wonder if that makes, because I think I genuinely do a great Marge impression. Homer, I've actually been just this week, because it's lockdown at home, I've just been creating. I think I might do it as a podcast segment. Sorry, I'm going off topic. I've just been creating in front of my housemate random Simpsons scenes that never happened but could have happened. So I just go like,
Dr. Abbott, what do you think of Bart's leg?
Oh, I'm afraid Bart's leg's broken, Mrs. Simpson.
Oh, Homer, Bart's leg's broken. He's gonna have to get surgery on it.
Dope!
At least you remembered to renew the health insurance.
Yes, the health insurance.
Homer, did you forget to renew the health insurance?
Dope!
Never happened in The Simpsons, but you can totally picture that as a scene in The Simpsons. I digress. Back to Gormes' email. Let me know if you want that to be a segment. I just create. See, I can do a few of the other voices.
Oh, look, Flanders is here.
Hi, Leo, neighborito. Okay, anyway, whatever. I found myself being insecure about it for years growing up, but super rewarding in my adulthood to just let go and let my emotions take over when I'm watching something. I'd argue that people who aren't crying are missing out. I want that. I struggle to cry in movies so much. The last, like, it randomly happened when I was living in Northcote, and it was a snap lockdown, and we watched Avengers Age of Ultron, and Scarlett Johansson, Black Widow, does that speech about how all the Black Widows at the assassin training thing were sterilized as kids, so she can't have children. Just randomly teared up for the first time in a very long time. Anyway. I missed last week's podcast and you mentioning your insecurities of what people think of you hit home. I've been listening since halfway through season one, almost always weekly, and in hindsight, I think that I've been going through similar stuff. Hearing you chat about yourself and what you feel and think has given me pause to reflect on myself, and I just wanted to say thanks for that. It's almost been like you've been a guide in a sense. Thank you so much, Gormes. That's awesome, man. Lastly, I just wanted to ask for the Discord link. It's about time I joined. You can join the Discord, the group chat for the podcast. Lots of people in there, lots of fun chats about all kinds of topics. Keep doing you, Mikey. And then he signs off with MMFCL. Not sure what that means, but thank you very much, Gormes. Also got a message from Radio Liz, also about the Simpsons movie. This scene makes me cry every time. It really tugs at the heartstrings.
Goodbye, Homer. I taped this over our wedding video.
Can everyone this week, if you don't know the trivia answer, can you please call up the podcast hotline and do your best Marge?
I taped this over our wedding video. Goodbye, Homer.
Do your best version of that. And then I'm going to play it. This is what I'll do. I'm going to play it. I'm going to compile them all together and play them. I'm going to compile them, play them for my housemate, see if she cries. We'll see how we go. Radio Hazel, welcome to the radio family. A bit of a no one else said this one. I've only ever cried in Transformers 3, which you wouldn't think as a highbrow emotional film, when Sam says bye to Bumblebee. Never seen any of the Transformers movies. I know that Sam is, I assume, Shia LaBeouf's character. I don't know if I said that name right. Bumblebee, I know, is the yellow Transformer. I don't know why they were saying goodbye. I thought Sam was friends with Optimus Prime. I could be wrong. Did anyone else cry at the scene where Sam says goodbye to Bumblebee? Let me know. Radio Starry Nights and Radio Carl, welcome to the RF. Both of them said that Click, the same movie as me, was the movie that made them cry. Starry Nights, Click was the first movie I ever cried at. Almost, also my most hated movie because it gave me nightmares. And Carl, Click, when Adam Sandler's character dies, gets me every time. It is a sad movie. Jimbo, welcome to the RF, Jimbo. I cried when the Mighty Ducks performed the flying V move in the championship game. He then DM'd me on Instagram again with a follow-up saying, it was happy tears brought on by a massive case of nostalgia and lockdown blues. Used to watch it all the time as a kid, and it just took me back to that moment. Haven't seen the Mighty Ducks. Not really interested in what I think is an ice hockey movie. A Disney ice hockey movie. But I know it's sort of a classic of our generation, but I just never saw it. Think like, you know, ice hockey, not very big here in Australia. So it wasn't huge here. I don't know, maybe it was. Susanna, welcome to the radio family. Thank you for joining the podcast. The Katy Perry movie, which until reading that, I did not know existed. I'm Googling it. Katy Perry, Part of Me, 2012 documentary musical with a 76% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not bad, not bad. The Katy Perry movie where she had to do a show right after finding out she was getting a divorce. That is pretty sad. Like, hey, I want a divorce. All right. You make me feel like I'm living a teenage dream. I know how to sing that because I sung it in the high school glee club I was in. Good one, Susanna. Felicity, welcome to the RF. Thanks for contributing. I watched Me Before You, another movie I have never heard of. Apparently it's a 2016 romantic drama film directed by Thea Sharrock with a 54% on Rotten Tomatoes. Who's in it? I don't know who's in it. Do I care? I've clicked the link on Wikipedia. Emilia Clarke and Sam Claflin. Cool. Felicity says, I watched Me Before You while drunk on a Qantas flight from New Zealand to Melbourne a few years ago. High altitudes and alcohol are not a great combination. Flight hostess had to give me ice cream and a blanket to stop me from howling La Mayo. And agree about high altitudes. I watched the movie The Greatest Showman, the Hugh Jackman musical, on a plane home from Japan in 2018. Bald. That's another recent time I cried in a movie. From the start of the movie with that song, I still remember it. And every time I go to bed, a million thoughts are in my head. A million dreams are taking me away. Bawling. And then the bearded lady, this is real, this is me. Love that song. Tears. Tears coming out of my eyes. Love it. Thanks, Felicity. Radio Sudsies. Longtime listener of the show, by the way. Welcome back, Sudsies. The first time I watched Dumbo, I cried when his mum got taken away. And then he goes, because my mum was at work. Dylan as well, welcome. Dumbo, his big ears scared me when I was a kid. So that's a different kind. That's not a sad cry. That's a cry of fear. Like, I'm so afraid of what I'm seeing that my body is just, I need to cry. That's my body's only response. Radio Shariz, welcome. Literally every movie makes me cry. You name it, I'll find a scene to cry about. Jordan Skies, welcome. Theory of Everything. I had no idea about Stephen Hawking's life, and it hit me like a ton of bricks. Another movie I've never seen, but I really do want to see that movie. It seems really good. A couple people said this one, Radio Lehman and Radio Bill the Beer Guy. Welcome. Lehman says, cool runnings when they crash and then walk the bobsled over the finish line. And Bill said, cool runnings every time without fail. I'm getting choked up just thinking about it. Have seen Cool Runnings. Great film. We also had Ryan, Cast Away when he loses Wilson. Zaza, she said, up every time. Rosalie, welcome. This is a great one that I actually agree with. The Heffalump movie and the Tigger movie. The Winnie the Pooh franchise will get ya. There's something about the innocence of all the characters in Winnie the Pooh that is really touching. Radio Mill, welcome. Lilo and Stitch is the only movie I've ever cried at. Watched it recently. So sad. All the subtext about Lilo's parents being dead. Her sister Nani has to raise her and work a job. And yeah, that's a very sad movie. And also, as I said, I think I mentioned it last week, when Stitch just goes, Ohana means family. Family means nobody gets left behind. And then finally, and possibly my favorite that I definitely agree with, Rebecca, welcome to the radio family. The Rugrats movie, when Tommy gave his brother to the monkeys. Love this. But can I raise you a Rugrats? Can I match your Rugrats movie and raise you a Rugrats in Paris? That scene, I'm sorry, Nickelodeon animated films. That scene where they're all at the wedding, all the babies are at the wedding, dancing with their moms, and Chucky, who doesn't have a mom, is just standing in the corner, twiddling his thumbs, looking awkwardly. If you're watching the video or try and put a screenshot of it, looking awkwardly, looking at all his friends, dancing with their mums, cuddling their mums. And then Chaz, Chucky's dad, comes over, picks Chucky up and gives him a hug. I'm sorry. Bawled my eyes out. Poor Chucky. Luckily, if you've seen the film, you know that it ends well for Chucky and Chaz, right? Chucky gets a new mum and a new stepsister. Stepsister. Chaz gets a new wife, right? Kira and Kimmy. We all know the story of the Rugrats. But that movie, so sad at the start, okay? Thank you, Rebecca, for making me remember it. Guys, before we move on, there's still a fair bit of stuff to cover this week. But the Grilled saga continues. We definitely need a sting, some Grilled sting. Does Grilled have a thing like... That's Macca's, obviously. But does Grilled... Do you have a similar one? Social media person from Grilled, let me know. Last week I mentioned on the podcast that Grilled, I believe, owes me $85-ish, right, for the marketing that I've been doing for them over the last few months. I then did something that I think is hilarious, but like no one else seems to think it's as funny as me, which is I just posted I posted a reel of me talking about it. Basically said, Grilled owes me $85, but I will accept $85 of Grilled credit to give away to a lucky listener of this show. And then I just posted it, and in the caption I just said, hey guys, I've officially partnered with Grilled, and we're giving away $85 of Grilled credit on my podcast. Grilled doesn't know about this, but I'm sure they'll be on board. And then I sent a message to Grilled on Instagram, and I just said, what did I say? Let me get the thing up. Okay, here we go. Hey Grilled, I'm doing a giveaway on my podcast. I just love this. I'm doing a giveaway on my podcast and listeners can win a Grilled voucher. Do you guys want to sponsor it? So I've announced on my story that I've officially partnered with Grilled, and then I'm DMing Grilled going, hey guys, I'm running a competition. You can win a Grilled voucher. Do you guys want to sponsor it? Now, I'm sure you guys are wondering what the result was. Got a message from Grilled today, 2:01 p.m. What kind of example does this set for the influencers we actually ask to work with us? Whoa, bit of shade from Grilled there. Huge shade from Grilled, right? Maybe they're angry. I've gone behind their back. I've organized this competition to give away $85 of Grilled credit to one of you lucky listeners of the show, right? They've got real influencers. They don't need me. They don't need Radio Mike. What's that guy going to do for us? He hasn't sold us any burgers. Wrong. I have evidence of it, Grilled. Whatever, Grilled. But then a follow-up message straight after that. Yes. We'll come to the table. Cue celebration music. I don't have any loaded up, but cue celebration music. Grilled is coming to the table. Grilled is officially, today, Grilled has officially partnered with the 20th Century Boy Radio Mike podcast. Thank you, Grilled. Our first official sponsor of the show. Long time unofficial sponsor. First official sponsor of the show, right? Made me the happiest boy in the world. Now, here is what you have to do to win. Someone is going to win $85 of Grilled credit, right? Grilled has agreed. I've agreed. We've crossed the T's. We've dotted the I's. How do you do it? It's going to be a 2-week competition, and you have to create a fan art of me and Grilled. It can be whatever you want. Can be a painting, a drawing, any kind of artistic endeavor, any kind of art. I want as many submissions as possible. This is not a joke. You can win $85 of Grilled. That's like two dinners with friends, right? Maybe, depends on how expensive they are. Fan art of any kind, funny. You'll be judged on funniness, artistic value, like how good is the artwork. Like if you're a great drawer or designer, encourage you to enter. And got a message from Grilled just now because I told them it's going to be a fan art of me and Grilled. The best submission will win, right? This is all true. I'm holding up my phone. Grilled replied, extra points if the fan art is on a Grilled bag. Just putting it out there. That's what Grilled wants to see. If it's on a Grilled bag, you could win extra points. There you go, guys. Just putting it out there. That's the competition. I want it. Well, I just knocked the microphone, sorry. I want to see contributions. I want to see as many contributions as possible. Sorry, submissions. $85. That's the biggest giveaway we've ever done. I'll throw in a free sticker pack. I'll throw in a free Radio Mike sticker pack. Five amazing stickers designed by producer Pat. There you go. There you go. See, you could win a lot. So please submit. I really genuinely want some fan art. So please submit. All right. Just a couple more things before we go. How long have we been going for? Yeah, we definitely got time. Okay, here we go. Last week, I also asked you, and I'm going to be... one thing I want to say is something that I haven't done in the past, but I realize is a great way to get content from you guys, is implementing the Instagram questions feature much more. Because what I've realized is if I ask a question on the podcast and then put it on my Insta, I'll also get more responses there, which is a great way to get a bit more engagement on the pod. So I'm going to be using the Insta a bit more. So radio.mike if you're on Insta. Let's do this.
Misheard song lyrics, a generic segment that is very generic.
It is a generic segment that is very generic. It is called Misheard Song Lyrics. And I've asked you guys to submit some of your favorite misheard song lyrics. Obviously, after last week, I talked about the original one I talked about was how I thought Marry Me Juliet in Love Story by Taylor Swift.
Marry me, pulled out a ring and said, Marry me, Juliet, you never...
I thought it was Mary Meet Juliet.
Mary Meet Juliet.
Not a joke. I don't know why I thought that, but I thought it was like, oh, we're introducing a new character in the story. And then last week I also talked about the other Taylor Swift song, Blank Space. What is it?
Got a long list of ex-lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane.
Used to think it was gotta love these Starbucks lovers.
Gotta love these Starbucks lovers.
What is a Starbucks lover? I do not know. I don't think it exists. A lot of people are owning up in the comments saying that they thought the same thing. So good to know there are people as stupid as me. That's very nice to know. Loved this one. Katie Irwin. Welcome, Katie. Thank you. She thought in the song For He's a Jolly Good Fellow, which ends with And So Say All of Us, aka And We All Agree, she thought it was And Sausage on a Bus, which really doesn't make any sense at all. And Sausage on a Bus, like, no idea how we end up there. Thank you for submitting, Radio Katie. Another Radio Katie, but this is spelt C-A-I-T-Y. First one, K-A-T-I-E. Welcome to the RF, other Radio Katie. She talked about the song Naive by the Kooks. Absolute classic.
I know, she knows, I'm not fond of asking. True or false, it may be.
Okay, she, obviously the words are, I know, she knows, but I'm not fond of asking. She thought it was, I know, she knows, I'm like Bombay, Alaska.
I know, she knows that I'm not fond of asking.
I mean, that's a stretch. That's a stretch. You must have been using really bad headphones. Sudsies, Thinking Out Loud, Ed Sheeran, classic. The lyric,
take me into your loving arms.
Take me into your loving arms.
This one I can actually see. He thought it was, take me into Lebanon.
Take me into your loving arms.
It sounds like take me into your Lebanon.
Take me into your Lebanon.
Hazel, again, contributed early with the Transformers thing. Suspicious Minds by Elvis Presley. We all know that song, I assume.
We can't go on together with suspicious minds.
With suspicious minds.
She thought this lyric.
We're caught in a trap.
We're caught in a trap. She said her friend used to think it was, I've cornered a tramp.
We're caught in a trap.
Now, I can resonate with not knowing these words because I used to think, my mum loves Elvis, she's obsessed with it. I used to think that the words were, we've caught a new trout, and I thought they, I thought the song started like they're on a fishing trip.
We've caught a new trout.
We're caught in a trout.
Trout is a fish, for those who don't know. I don't know who submitted this one, by the way. Apologies, but someone thought that the new Vance Joy song, Missing Piece,
when I'm in a room with you, my missing piece is found.
Right? Great song. Someone thought he was saying, my missing pizza is found.
'Cause when I'm in a room with you, that missing piece is found.
Like, you can kind of hear that.
My missing piece is found.
'Cause when I'm in a room with you, my missing piece is found.
And finally, Ashley, welcome to the RF, Ashley. The song Radioactive by the Imagine Dragons.
Radioactive, radioactive.
She thought it was Ready to Rock You, sort of like a Queen kind of vibe. I think you could definitely hear that. Send more in. I'm going to put another call out for those on the stories this week because I really enjoy going through those. They're really fun, as much as this is a generic segment. Finally, before we wrap, update on The Killers, what people thought. Did a poll on Instagram because I obviously made the big call that The Killers only have two good albums, Hot Fuss, Sam's Town. 55% of people on Instagram agreed, 45% disagreed. Sam Hill, welcome to the RF. Sam's Town is one of the greatest albums of all time. The way Interlude and Exitlude work together if you play them back to back and the title track are so underrated. Agreed about Interlude and Exitlude, two great songs. Sam's Town, the title track, also really good. Skeptical because your name is Sam. Maybe you are the Sam whose town it was, but I will pay it. Renesco, welcome to the RF. Day and Age had Human and Spaceman, which are statically, I think you mean statistically, in their top 10 biggest songs. So this is a controversial take. The album itself is really considered, as well as some of their underrated work. You could argue after Day and Age there is a clear drop, but not after Sam's Town. Radio Leon, producer of the Fox FM Breakfast Show. Welcome, Leon. Strong disagree. Day and Age is also a great album. The rest are basically, and I loved this, the rest are basically all fillers, no killers. Great little analogy there. Jackson, I think two albums is a pretty big stretch. More like one good EP worth of material. Wow, big call. Big call from Jackson. Christian, they've never had a good album after Hot Fuss. Sorry, if you're watching the video, I just waved at my housemate who's outside the window. People might have just been confused that I just started waving because I keep forgetting the camera's running. And finally, Lazar, Battleborn and Wonderful Wonderful exist. Sorry, Mike, you're just wrong. That night when I put the podcast out and a lot of feedback started coming in about The Killers, I did put on a bit of Battleborn, their fourth album. And guys, I'll talk a bit more about this next week, but I might be wrong. I think Battleborn might be a good album, but I'm not 100% sure. Okay, that's about it for today, but let's just quickly do this.
The plug.
Not too much to plug, except mic check episode 2 Thursday 6 p.m. Instagram and YouTube. It'll be set as a premiere. Would love for you to check it out. Would love your feedback. Really appreciate the feedback on number 1. Please check that out as well if you haven't already. Would love for you to watch it. Put a lot of work into it and I'm really proud of it, so I guess that's the main thing that matters. This pod again will be coming out every Tuesday. Really enjoying it at the moment and super into it. So thank you so much for everyone for listening and getting in touch. Always welcoming people getting in touch via email, Instagram, phone number, whatever you want. Get in touch with me. I love hearing from people. It actually, especially at the moment, really makes my day. Harry Potter and the Boys still on hiatus. Really sorry about that. Can't wait to get guests over in here and recording HP and the B with them. Can't wait to get those last 3 chapters on and start on book 2. Please stand by for that. I appreciate your patience. I think that is it. The YouTube channel, the Patreon, patreon.com/radiomike. Would love to see you there. Even if you just jump on for $1 a month for 3 months, that's $3. Feel free to jump off. Like, any support you can give to the show, I'd really appreciate. Radiomike.com.au for all my other work. And I think that's pretty much it. So I will finish as normal by saying my name's been Radio Mike. This podcast has been the inside of my mind. Don't block the MDF. I'm a very kind young man and some of your older staff could learn a lot from me. There are, every week for the last 4 weeks, I've said there's too many of these. I know one of them is William Kennedy needs to finish his farm project. And if you heard that episode, you're a long time fan of the show. And I love you for it. Finish your farm projects, guys. See you next week. Thank you very much. Goodbye. This podcast was a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to check out all our other content, stay up to date at radio.mike on Instagram, and get in touch, radiomikepod@gmail.com.